Yeah, little New Jersey music from my New Jersey Goomba right now on the grilling line. We've got Big Pauly for a little East Coast style barbecue. How are you, baby?
How are you, Bobby? Everything's good here in New Jersey and the great New Jersey Broadcaster Association. We salute you, by the way, for being on one of our great stations down in Atlantic City, WOND.
Yeah,
we're proud to have you with us, baby.
We are very happy about that, and those folks are treating us right because they're blending us in with their show. We've done multiple interviews down there, and I think they're really embracing the whole grilling thing, and it's we've been waiting a long time to get on in New Jersey, just so I can have a good excuse to come out to your convention again.
Hey, there you go. Hey, listen, we're glad to have you in the fold, brother. So I'm so happy you're with us.
Thank you. So anyway, if you've never heard Paul on the show before, he's a good and a dear old friend of mine. He lives up actually between New York and Pennsylvania, upstate, but he works in New Jersey, which is common on the East Coast. It sounds like a long ways, but he basically is the ambassador for New Jersey and the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And I'd have to say that in the time he's been the president, that association has just really grown. And I mean, what you've brought to that organization is impressive. I'm thoroughly impressed with how you operate.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. And you know, I'm very proud of my broadcasters. I love my job. I love representing this great industry. And, you know, no industry is more public spirited. All the good stuff we do and the stuff you know what you do and are famous for, supporting so many good initiatives, including the good work you do with our troops and our veterans, Bob. I can't thank you enough for that, but that's what it's all about.
Well, Paul and I have a great story of how we met. I won't bore anybody with it, but it was over some cocktails and pizza.
During a snowstorm in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Yes. East Coast style barbecue. This show this week is about Yankee barbecue, and it basically means barbecue anywhere in the USA. So tell us about East Coast barbecue.
Well, I'm always reluctant to give away my secrets because, you know, a chef never likes to tell because then there's no reason to come back to the restaurant if everybody can duplicate it. But I got something I've been dying to tell you guys, especially when it comes to barbecue chicken wings. And I'm talking about buffalo barbecue chicken wings, which what we do is we take a lot of drums, okay? We do the deep fry, get them going nice, then toss them in a special homemade buffalo hot sauce. Unbelievable. Okay, and then we take them and put them on a charcoal grill, and we grill them. And you grill them nice. You grill them. I like to keep a little black char marks on it.
Right.
Like candy. I'm telling you, you'll never eat barbecue wings again without them being finished on a grill.
That's interesting.
That's a great secret, and I'm telling you, listeners, please try it. And it's something you're going to go, oh, my God, I can't believe. It just, the flavor explodes. Of course, you know, the sauce has got to be good. But I found any regular buffalo-style sauce will work.
There's some good ones out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is people don't realize that buffalo, maybe you got to watch your diet, but buffalo sauce got a lot of sugar in it. So when you put it on the grill, you start to caramelize it in a way, and it just makes these chicken wings and the chicken drumsticks, man, just so delicious. And it's just a special flavor, and I guarantee you, your friends and family, they try them. They never had something like that in their life. They're going to love it.
Sounds interesting.
That's a favorite down the Jersey Shore, by the way.
Is it? Okay? I know some guys that will actually smoke their wings and then throw them in the deep fryer. So there's another take there, too. So I think I think chicken wings are probably one of the most popular items in America. When you talk about Yankee barbecue, that's a really good call on your part because – man, you can't go anywhere without finding wings, and I'd have to give the credit to the city of Buffalo, New York, because they made it all happen.
That's right, that's right. I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I used to be an NFLPA contract advisor and agent. One of my guys was Jimmy Burt, 64, from the Giants. They're actually driving by Giants Stadium right now. We went up to Buffalo once. Jimmy had a speaking engagement, and I go with him once in a while. I was single back then, a lot of fun. And we went up, and this lady had prepared a plate. Now, you ever see those big platters you put turkeys on?
Yes.
She put a platter full of buffalo wings out for this event, this meet and greet that Jimmy was doing. And naturally, we were there early. No, wait. Jimmy and I started eating these wings. We thought they were for us. We finished the whole damn thing. God, the lady came in. She was crying. We said, I thought this was for us. We're here. No one else was here. They were good, I'll tell you. This was up in Buffalo. Jimmy's from Buffalo, Orchard Park. So I got to tell you, you know, that's how I got my indoctrination of Buffalo wings.
Well, if you think about it, some of the greatest things we eat are, they kind of came into play accidentally or because of very often a low budget, or if you look at ribs, chitlins, all these things that basically, you know, were given to the either slave help or the poor folks, you know, the downtrodden, they turned something really crappy into something really killer. Look at pork belly. I mean, that used to be considered, you know, kind of junk. There's just a whole bunch of meats like that. I mean, if you look at what people do with hog jowl and pig's feet and all these things, man, if you work a little bit, you can turn these things into some pretty great things. And the wing is a classic example.
Well, you know, the Italians, you know, were classic for that. I mean, the stuff that we now consider delicacies like calamari and lobster, well, that was bait. They used to give the lobster to the slaves to eat. That was slave food. Who wanted to eat those things? And then we turned them into delicacies. So, you know, talk about meat, talk about fish. It's amazing. And you know what? It's a real testament to the fortitude of the peasants, the mentality of our ancestors that didn't have a lot of money, but they knew how to survive. And it's amazing how these things that were once considered, like you said, peasant food, have become delicacies, which we pay dearly for.
Well, I can't wait to come out and see you in New Jersey for your convention. And I look forward to it. I'm thinking about bringing Maureen out with me because I told her about your buddy's Italian restaurant, the little small one.
Yeah.
And I'd love to.
Let me give a commercial. That's Cafe 2825 for everybody listening on WOND. 1400, you know our buddies Joe and Ginny. That's Cafe 2825 on Atlantic Avenue. And I think between there and the Palm, they're the only two places I really go to in Atlantic City anymore. They're just fantastic.
Well, I don't know if you should even advertise 2825 because you can't get in unless you know Paul.
Well,
so.
That's 100% true. I'm only kidding.
They turn everybody away. Come on.
Hey, but let me tell you, you know, this is the grilling guys. You want a great steak, go see my buddy Wayne at the Palm. He's running it. What a place.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Oh my God, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I've had several meals with you there, and I've never been disappointed.
Yep. So well, we're lucky. We're lucky here.
Yeah, there's a fine line between good and lucky, isn't there?
Well, and, you know, they say if you're in Atlantic City, how lucky can you be, right? What more do you want?
Well, listen, I was lucky the night I ran into you there because we've struck up a fabulous friendship and had so much fun in the process. I'd have to say that you bring a spice to life, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Now, any other little East Coast, or maybe you actually live in Pennsylvania, so what,
right.
What are guys up on the lake there? What's Vince and guys like that? What do they like to grill?
Well, you know, we're meat and potato guys, okay? What we really are known for, and it's amazing, is we have tremendous ribs. You know, I mean, everybody has the rib recipe, but there are some great places. There's a little place called Kundalas in Hamlin where you got a line an hour long just to get takeout ribs.
Really?
You know? Yeah. That's a big deal up in Pennsylvania. And, of course, you know, like anything else, they call them hamburgs, not hamburgers, hamburgs. They do that in hot dogs, you know.
Hot dogs.
They got a hold of these. Put them at a gun, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey, listen, buddy, I got to wrap this up. My producer's giving me the signal. So I can't wait to see you again, and we'll have some fun then.
Same here, Bobby. Be good. Go eat something nice.
Okay, buddy.
Later, pal.
Yep. As a Big Pauly, New Jersey Broadcasters Association, my Goomba. We'll be right back.